On with the news. A bid to turn a pub into a mosque is met with concerns over major traffic issues, experts warning as hosepipe ban hits lawns, and a crime-fighting pensioner sees a huge improvement over yob behaviour.
Plans to turn a former pub into a mosque have been met with traffic concerns. Highways officials have raised concerns about proposals to convert the Gatehouse pub on Deerham Road into a place of worship and community centre. Officials say Friday prayers and other busy events at the site could result in backed-up traffic on Deerham Road, and that cars moving between the mosque and Helsdon Road could pose safety risks. They also say the site's car park is unlikely to be able to handle the pressure created by the venue. Plans to transform the old pub were put to Norwich City Council by the Norwich Muslim Centre in July. The association has said the site is intended for use by the wider community and not as an exclusive mosque. As part of the scheme, an extension would be built at the back of the pub. According to the plans, hall space could be used for celebrations and festivals, youth services and school visits. There would also be a space for more than 200 worshippers at the site. Objections to the plans have been made by those concerned about traffic and others who say the site should remain a pub. Pub campaigners are on a mission to save the Gatehouse and have objected, saying the site should remain a watering hole. The Norwich and District branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, said the pub is part of the city's heritage and too many have already been lost. However, some have written in support of the plans, saying the new use will provide more opportunity for the community. Built in 1935, the Grade II listed Gatehouse is similar architecturally to the Artichoke Pub in Magdalen Road and is classed as an asset of community value by Norwich City Council. The architect has never been identified, but it's believed to have been Buckingham and Berry, who designed the Artichoke. The pub closed in 2023 when its owner died and was then bought by the Norfolk Muslim Community Association.
The hosepipe ban, which has been in place in parts of Norfolk for almost a month, continues to raise questions as to what locals can and can't do. The ban, imposed by Anglia Water, restricts the use of hosepipes for watering gardens, cleaning vehicles or filling paddling pools. Using hosepipes with water butts or recycled water systems, however, is allowed, and exemptions are in place for religious practices and specific business needs. The restrictions were introduced following record temperatures, including the highest June temperature ever recorded in Norfolk, reaching 37.7 degrees in Lingwood. It is also the first ban of its kind in the region since 2012 and comes as the county suffers through a drought and its fourth heat wave of the summer. In a recent Anglia Water statement, the company said it will not lift the ban until it is confident that river and reservoir levels have improved to a healthy level. The ban also covers the use of hose pipes for hot tubs, swimming pools and fountains, with potential fines of up to £1,000 for breaches. Exemptions to the hose pipe ban include animal welfare, health and safety, business needs, religious practices, using recycled water, new lawns, trickle irrigation systems, commercial watering, and new swimming pools. Customers are encouraged to abide by the ban to help protect the environment and ensure continued water availability amid the hot weather.
Chris McIlroy, a lawn expert at The Grass People, has shared advice on how to beat the hosepipe ban and keep your grass green. He said, "A brown lawn during a hosepipe ban isn't a dead lawn, it's a dormant one. Grass is remarkably good at protecting itself in a drought. It stops growing and the leaf dies back, but the roots and crown stay alive underground, ready to recover as soon as it rains." Mr. McIlroy said, "Don't feed, weed or scarify a drought-stressed lawn and try to keep foot traffic to a minimum, since dry grass is much easier to damage permanently than green grass." He reassured homeowners that lawns would bounce back with time and cooler weather.
A pensioner who has spent the last 11 years battling to bring an end to antisocial behaviour near his home is relieved after the issues seem to be improving. Nigel Brock says it's been very quiet around White William Place, where he lives, following a drawn-out battle against loud shouting, trespassing and intimidating behaviour from yobs around the area. Mr. Brock says the huge improvement became noticeable after he lodged a formal complaint against Norfolk Police with the Professional Standards Department, a unit within the police force which deals with complaints against officers and staff. He says his complaint was over the way the police dealt with his reports regarding the antisocial behaviour. Mr. Brock has for years been complaining to the police and local housing bosses, including St. Martin's Trust, which runs a hostel next to William White Place, in an effort to stop the troublemakers.